I like to joke that we are actually one of Sunraysia's largest cherry growers, and we have 6 acres, but it's fun to say it. Nearly every tree that you see here, apart from the ones that have a royalty on them, which you have to buy, we've dug up out of a friend's orchard over near Pyramid Hill and taken his rootstock and grafted them ourselves and bought them back and put them in, and half of them die, so you do it again the next year. It's all done on a budget. And anything that you buy from Fleming's or a proper nursery is a beautiful tree. There's a message there. But that's just been we didn't have the money. We were very young. We were too scared. We didn't know whether it was going to be justified, so we had to do it on a budget. But it's a pretty orchard.
It's a labour of love, Louise, it sounds like.
It is. Well, Alan, my husband, grew up in the Yarra Valley. They were one of the first settlers up on Payne's Hill in Seville. And his parents were either fourth, or he might be the fifth generation of the cherry growers. And I think he just wanted to have a bit of a play when he got up here. So he loves it. It's one of those things, you go to the market, you're so well received, people are so excited. It's actually a little bit humbling. People are just so supportive, and it's, you're like a kind of celebrity for a little while. It's just amazing.
Everyone loves a cherry.
Especially a nice one in season, or especially early. It's one of the few things, if you really think about it, of fruit particularly that's truly seasonal anymore. You know, obviously you can get a little bit of American stuff through winter, and I'm okay with that. I even buy it myself. There's no Australian cherries at that time. But you have to wait all year, and that's why you genuinely look forward to the season starting.
And you've got picking going on at the moment.
Yes, come down. They're trying to beat the birds. Never mind about weather, birds is the other issue. And of course they're always the lovely ones, like the regent parrots, and they're ones that do the most damage. But I figure, well. But look at that. Now that's exciting. That's the kind of tree that you come up to and you say, oh, I could pick that. I don't especially like picking, but I'll be happy to pick that one. It's a pretty low-tech setup here. This is Sing.
Hello.
You can see he's just got a bucket with a strap around his waist. And it's just a matter of trying to pull them against, hold the bud so that you don't pull the bud off, and pull them against the grain a bit and take the stem away. They need to have the stem to keep the fruit fresh. And I always say to these guys, don't pick the bud as well. And two hands.
Not that you're bossy.
Nah. If you pick one-handed, you get paid half as much. And they're quite flexible, so you can sort of grab it, pull it down if you need to. If, like me, you're not very tall, and you pull it down, sort of tuck it under your arm and just go up the branch like that, by feel often, and drop it in your bucket. That's just beautiful.
Can we taste one?
Go on. I've just done my teeth a little while ago, so I'm not sure I want to go and have any more.
Oh.
I've probably already eaten a kilo this morning while I was picking.
Wow. Gee, they've got a tart first burst, but lovely on the end.
Yeah. Actually, a week or two ago, when we still had quite a few varieties all in various stages, Alan and I were walking right through the whole orchard, and it was a little bit like wine tasting, because every single cherry does something different in your mouth, something to do with acid and where it hits in your mouth. And they're all, you don't realise unless you've got so many varieties in front of you, just what a different range of flavours there are.
So is this your last pick? Or?
Yeah, this is it. There'll be a little bit of straggly stuff, and I really should try and make the effort this year to pick a bit of the last stuff to bottle, because every year we're too busy. And I haven't bottled for probably 3 years now. I've still got some, but not very many, so I really should try to make an effort to get some this year and bottle.
So we're in your kitchen now, Louise.
Back on air.
Yeah.
We're just about to have a quick sample of one of my favourite cherry recipes. Hope it went well. It's so easy. Like I said, I got up this morning and cooked it in between taking people to work and kids on the bus. And you can use canned or bottled cherries. Everything's done in one saucepan, which is always good. There's no creaming. It's just melt butter, mix stuff in. Off you go. Which is, for me, that's a really good recipe.
So what's it called?
Cherry almond slice. It's just got butter, flour, almond essence and a bit of sugar in the base. Sprinkle some cherries from a bottle or a tin over the top and then make this little bit of crumble topping. That's it. So simple.
Are these your cherries?
These are my bottled cherries from a few years ago. Now, if I was really fussy, I'd take the stones out for you, but I didn't have time. Even for the ABC radio. A little bit crumbly.
Mm. Oh, wow. It's like apple crumble with cherries. Mm. Yum. Very nice. Thank
very
you
sweet,
very much.
Very simple, very quick.
What a beautiful way to end the cherry farm journey. Thank you, Louise.
No worries. Thank you for coming and thank you for being excited and interested and inspired like we are. It's always nice to share it.